This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
At 7 after the hour, you're tuned into the Monday DJV program. Last Monday in September, it's the 28th, according to the calendar, Victoria. Victoria Keelan is here. Jennifer's off this week. And so here we are with our ideas, moving things forward. There are lots of... Sometimes we get lost. I don't like talking about the same thing over and over again. But because we have an audience that changes, even though it's longer, we have... This is like inside the ballpark, but it's called Time Spent Listening, TSL, and the average listener to this program stays about twice as long as most programs for whatever the reason, but we still have new people coming in all the time, and they want to hear us talk about some of the issues that maybe we have talked about so far. There's the COVID stuff. There's the presidential thing. The polls still show Biden ahead. You know, and there's all these other little ancillary things. Yeah, right, okay. So is there anything new in the zoo other than the fluff about Trump and his taxes?
Yeah.
And the whole business about Supreme Court justice and nominating this person who, in my mind, leaves a lot to be desired, not because of the politics, just because she's not a distinguished jurist. She's a, you know, she's a neophyte in reality in many ways. So what else do you want to add?
Well, some troubling news, sort of connected to the world of politics. President Trump's former campaign manager, Brad Parscale, remember him? He was fired recently. He was hospitalized on Sunday. He tried to kill himself. And, really sad. He is in stable condition now. Someone called the police to his residence and referenced that he had a gun and he was attempting to commit suicide. And his wife had actually, later on, it was identified that his wife, I guess, had called the police, and she was obviously trying to stop him. So they made contact with his wife when the cops arrived. They advised her husband, who was armed and had access to multiple firearms inside the residence. And so they were able to get him into the, you know, the psych ward.
Yeah.
So he is, I guess he's doing better, but it's a really, you know, that's obviously a very serious and scary thing for him and his family to go through. But they said, I guess it's unknown if that his demotion, he has maintained a senior position on the Trump campaign, although he is no longer the campaign manager. And apparently there were a lot of behind the scenes stories of Trump really being less than kind to Brad Parscale after that rally.
I don't think anybody who knows the guy thinks he's a kind, sweet fellow.
No, I'm trying to be delicate about it, but apparently there were some pretty terrible stories of him berating Brad Parscale.
You hear that about a lot of politics. You hear about Kamala Harris. You hear it, you know, it was legion in California, the stories about her. And Amy Klobuchar didn't have a good reputation with her staff either, did she? Don't I remember that was
right. That did come out, that there was something, she was...
Nasty. So what makes these people think that their poop doesn't stink and they're better than anybody else? That's kind of the question I always ask. Who the hell do you think you are?
Yeah.
You know, you talk to people like that. We all have our moments, to be sure.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't, is a normal course of things unless it tells sort of what type of person you are. And those people are around for sure, as is evidenced by this woman who authorities say drove her car, Victoria, into a rally against police brutality. She was arrested, attempted murder charges, assault charges, and her bail was set at $1 million.
So she was trying to mow down the protesters?
Yeah. What would motivate
like
you to be
that angry?
We've heard
this story a couple times now.
Yeah.
Well,
we've heard this story before any number of times.
Yeah.
What makes you that angry that you're going to basically ruin your life? Because, how are you not going to get caught?
Right.
You run your car into a barricade, destroy the car's ability to move. What goes on? What trips that light unfantastically in your brain to get you. And you look at a picture of this woman, you can see she's just angry. You can see that on her face. Look at people's faces. Angry.
Yeah, it's people
what are
just,
you angry about that
yeah,
you're going to do that?
I think a lot of people have, I don't know, I see a lot of people who are just deranged. There's no other word for it, right?
Yeah.
It just these people are reacting to things that are going on right now, and they're not based in reality. They're on some other plane, and they're whatever for whatever it is, their vice has become politics. And it's just it's unfortunate, but there's just a lot of, you know, mental illness seems to be coming to the surface because of
people,
all of, whether it's the pandemic or being, you know, at home
so
in quarantine
challenges
or
now.
Yeah.
You saw the police in New York responding to this big group who were out in the middle of the street obstructing traffic. The video, you know, there are two sides again to all of these stories. The police say they were breaking up protesters, and the diners say, nope, that's not at all what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
They just, you know, the police were looking for trouble. That's basically what the bottom line was. So this is back to the roots of the problem. You can talk about all these incidents. There are a number of them every weekend, every night, every day. There are these things that come to the surface. Back to the focus on the bigger picture. The bigger picture is, what are we doing to rework, rearrange? What are we doing to fix the problem instead of bitching about it all the time? That doesn't fix anything. Complaining, moaning, groaning, pointing fingers, nothing there fixes the problem. Do you have an organized group in your community that has gone to the city council or to the school committee, or you've gone to the selectmen and you've said, okay, I belong to a citizen group in the town I live in to get a particular referendum passed on the ballot in November. And I always like getting involved in government stuff, and this is something that was close to my heart, so I decided to do it. There are other things that I'd like to do in town as well. I'd like to be part of a citizens group. I'm considered too controversial locally, but I'd like to get in on reworking the fundamentals of public, what our public service entities are, the police, the school department, nobody wants to have me on a group like that, because I'll go right for the bottom line. The problem of the waste, the fraud, the corruption, it goes on in every community. Your community is a wasteland. It is. It's just the nature of things. Why do we accept it? Why do we keep paying more in taxes to support five guys standing around changing this? It happened right up the street here the other day on my street, changing a fire hydrant. There were five guys, one guy doing the work, a supervisor, and three guys standing around looking at him. You know how much money that costs?
Yeah.
And it happens everywhere. And it becomes a joke. But it's not a joke because you're paying for it. The teachers who aren't doing anything right now except agitating, more in the bigger cities than the smaller communities, but that's what's going on. Look at Los Angeles. What a disgrace. And the product that they push out of those schools, they should be ashamed of themselves. They should all be fired. Remember when Reagan fired all the air traffic controllers? Fire everybody and start over again. You know, it sounds harsh, but it's time we did some harsh things because we have so many things floating around that seem most of them needless if you approach them in an intelligent way. But, you know, it's too much mind thought. Mind control is what's going on. As a matter of fact, an example of that, Victoria, I like to pay with cash or use a credit card or a check more. As you know, I pay you with a check.
Right.
Right? And most people laugh at me like you do. Oh, why don't you send a wire and... Because I want records. I like doing it. I like writing the check. I like putting an envelope. I like mailing it. I just like that. It's a way of me feeling like the world continues to move in some normal way. But the war on cash, I mean, you go to I went to a couple of places this weekend, and where the heck was I? They didn't want to take my money. They wanted me to use a card for something that was $8.
And, oh, because a lot of places have a $10 minimum for the card.
Oh, is that what? Yeah, is that what it is? I don't know what it is, but
oh wait, but they didn't want cash.
No, they want cash. They want the cash.
Well, that could be pandemic related. A lot of places stopped taking cash. They didn't want to have that interaction, touching things between the you know, the checkout person and the customer. I don't know.
Well,
I would thrive in a place like that because I never have a dollar on me. So
nothing.
I never have any cash. Nope, nothing.
Well, nobody's going to rob you because you don't have any money. That's
right.
The old thing about people.
Well, people
stealing.
Don't want cash anymore.
You don't even have a pocketbook, do you? Or do you have a pocketbook? Do you have a
I'm not.
Bag?
I mean, I don't use one every day. I don't like it. I just have my wallet and put it in my pocket and that's it.
Really?
I don't like carrying bags. It's so unnecessary.
Mm-hmm. You have pockets in your pants and stuff?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really? How about that?
Sometimes I don't, and then I make Lewis carry it.
Oh, nice. 15 and change after the hour. This program all across America, the DJV program, brought to you every day by the folks at Calitrin. They become one of our main sponsors over the years because people react to what I tell you story-wise as to how this stuff works. I take it, and I'm not even really on a diet. I just like the other impact that comes from its main ingredient, which is collagen protein. I don't know how else to get it. So that's why after losing an inch or two and a pound or two, you get used to this. It helps you sleep wonderfully well. Not that I've really ever had a hard time, but I like it when I hit the pillow and go to sleep. That's it. But the mainstay, the reason that Calitrin was first put together, was to stimulate healthy weight loss, safe weight loss. And after 23, 24 years, it still does a super job of that. As a matter of fact, people are using this product all around the world. They found it by going to toploss.com, looking at the stories and the science and the way you can pick this stuff up in any number of ways. They'll buy three, get three free, buy three, get two free, and $20 back. There are all kinds of payment plans. The bottom line is you will benefit greatly, you and your family, from using this product, having it every night, capsule or liquid form. It's Calitrin, the natural, stimulant-free, drug-free way to lose weight and keep it off. Go to toploss.com, use the discount code DJV at checkout.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created The Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
I just asked Victoria if she knew who the Proud Boys were. They're a group that has its roots in Oregon. I don't know. I've always thought of Oregon, Washington, a pretty progressive area, and that's sort of code word for liberal. It is surprising to me. In Portland, there's a group called the Proud Boys that are white nationalists. They had a rally this weekend, and I mean, there seem to be rallies every weekend for whatever. And so the kinds of things that they put forth, there was a law in Oregon in 1859 that kept black people from even moving there.
Yep.
Did you know that?
I had no
idea.
I've heard about it recently, yeah. That's
good
kind of stuff
God.
Has been resurfaced, yeah.
Unbelievable. 21 after the hour.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The day I walked down the street I used to wander, yeah, shook my hand.
Don't recognize, I don't know who Kurt Vile is, but he's released a duet with John Prine. It's called How Lucky. You're listening to it. Let's listen for a minute, see where we get the context of it. How lucky can one man get? This is a duet that he did on the, is this some kind of an album that he's coming out with? He said, who's Kurt Vile? I don't even know who this guy is.
Kurt Vile's a singer-songwriter. We've played him on occasion, his band, Kurt Vile and the Violators. You like that name. So it was, yeah, he's a okay. Cool singer-songwriter kind of guy. Kind of along like a Tom Petty line, I would say.
Okay. Vile said, the truth is that John Prine was my hero for a long time when he came into the Butcher Shop studio to recut one of his deepest classics with me. Man, he said, I was floating and flying. I couldn't hear anything he told me while he was there till after he was gone for the night. A couple of nights later, we were playing How Lucky together again, this time on stage at the Grand Ole Opry in a New Year's Eve thing. Back at the beginning of the year. Nothing like seeing John and his band of musical brothers and family and friends playing into the new decade in front of an adoring audience on that stage. And yep, that's just how lucky we all got that night. So that's why the song's called How Lucky. The duet is going to be part of Vile's upcoming Speed Sound Lonely KV. Whatever that KV is. Kurt Vile. Okay, got it. Okay. Got it after I thought it through quickly. Victoria, comes out this week in a digital format. A physical edition will come early next year. Features four of the covers of songs by Prine and Cowboy Jack Clement, as well as a couple of original tunes from Kurt Vile. So if you're a fan, that's knowledge for me.
Kurt Vile gets a lot of play on SiriusXM. Yeah, on the Spectrum. Yeah, on the Spectrum and a couple other channels that they have.
Why?
He's an older guy. He's not a young chicken, but he's having this big resurgence right now where people are discovering him. And he's before the pandemic, he was booked to play on a lot of big festivals.
Really? Okay. All right, next up at 25 and change after, here on the DJV program with Victoria and Doug, my voice being what it is, what happens when two truly larger-than-life figures in country decide to combine. That's...
They're the Unrighteous Brothers.
The Unrighteous Brothers. I wanted to hear how they got into this.
They sound really good together.
Right. This is Paul Coffin, Orville Peck. Let's crank this up.
Don't let it slip away.
One of the things about the Righteous Brothers was the terrific combination of the tone and timbre of their voices. So do we capture that here for these two guys? Crank it up again. Not the same sound, but not a bad sound. I think I like
this. They added more rock and edge to it.
Yeah, a little bit more. Paul Coffin says, when I first heard Orville's voice, I knew we'd sound good together. I always wanted to cover some Righteous Brothers tunes, but it took time to find the person that I could pull it off with. Critics call Coffin and Peck's version of this song simultaneously ridiculous, thrilling, and sublime. I don't think it's ridiculous at all. Also, they did a cover of Unchained Melody. Let's hear part of that. It's another great American pop hit. Both recordings now available on digital sound. They're also being sold as a limited edition 7-inch record for record store days. RSD Drops. That took place this past Saturday. Remember we talked about that last week. So, yeah, I think this would be all right. I'd like to hear this on the radio, frankly. Hear what it sounded like playing on the radio. Paul Coffin and Orville Peck. A couple of... Unrighteous Brothers tunes at 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process or at least slow it down through exercise.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The first presidential debate set for tomorrow between President Trump and the Democratic nominee Joe Biden will face off in Cleveland for a 90-minute event. Meanwhile, businesses in Cleveland are already boarding up their establishments ahead of that debate in case of any unrest or vandalism that might arise. Confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett will begin on the 12th of October. According to Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham, former Vice President Joe Biden, in a Wilmington, Delaware news conference, says Americans should have a say with their vote in November on who the next Supreme Court justice will be.
There are Senate Republicans out there who know in their hearts they shut out the voices of those during an election, closing the door on American democracy thereafter.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Jews around the world celebrating their holiest day of the year, Yom Kippur, which started last evening and ends this evening. Also known as the Day of Atonement, its central themes are atonement and repentance. California is facing more fire danger over the next 36 hours at least, with a red flag warning in effect for most of Northern California and parts of Southern Cal. A heat wave combined with low humidity and gusty winds increasing the risks for fires that could spread quickly. Over the weekend, and two new fires broke out in Northern California, the Glass Fire and the Zog Fire. Both have burned thousands of acres already. It's been a record-setting season for wildfires in California, with over 3.7 million acres scorched. This year's G20 Economic Summit will be held virtually because of the coronavirus pandemic. The host nation, Saudi Arabia, announcing today the November event will be held via teleconference. The summit is the annual meeting of political and financial leaders representing the world's largest economies. The Los Angeles Lakers set to take on the Miami Heat in the 2020 NBA Finals beginning Wednesday at the Bubble in Orlando. The Heat winning the Eastern Conference Finals, beating Boston in Game 6 Sunday. The Lakers eliminated the Nuggets on Saturday to advance in the West. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four after the hour here on the DJV program. Coming up, some food news. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. Jennifer's off this week. Bob in Bozeman, Montana, just sent me a note. He said, I just like your program. Okay. Interesting mix.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Bob. So let's get to what's going on at Costco, Victoria.
Well, we know Costco fans are very passionate about the food court, which is, it's a thing. I'm not a Costco member.
What's the Swedish aziki?
Right, exactly. It's like the IKEA. Meatballs at IKEA. Yep.
Yes,
or the cinnamon buns. I do the cinnamon buns, not the meatballs. But, yes, people are very passionate about the food court at Costco. And so an article that actually circulated in 2018 is making the rounds again this week. And it's trending now again. The reason is because of a particular threat made by Jim Sinegal, who was the Costco co-founder, and at the time in 2018 he was the CEO. So the story goes, during a luncheon in 2018, the company's current CEO, a guy named Craig Jelinek, said that he once told Sinegal, who was on the board still after he was no longer the CEO, he told him that they needed to raise the price of the iconic $1.50 hot dog and soda combo. The price had not gone up since the 1980s. So the current CEO, Craig Jelinek, said, I came to Senegal once and I said, Jim, we can't sell this hot dog for $1.50. We are losing our rear ends. And he said, if you raise the price of the effing hot dog, I will kill you. Figure it out. And so, Craig Jelinek said, that's all I really needed to hear. And so, the company has gone to like crazy lengths to, you know, to keep the hot dog and soda combo at $1.50. And so they have their own brand of Kirkland hot dogs. And instead of using other brands, so they've done all kinds of stuff. They swapped out soda cans for fountain drinks, which is cheaper. So they've done everything just to keep that soda and hot dog combo at $1.50.
How are the hot dogs? Are they good?
I don't know.
Like hot dogs you can get at the baseball game? Or are they, you know, some of those hot dogs you get at the baseball parks are really good.
Yeah, but well, I haven't had a hot dog in a very long time, so yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I've never had one at Costco, but just from seeing the stories online and on social media, people of all ages just seem to go nuts for the hot dog and the soda combo. So
Yum. It's
funny that now that this story is recirculating, it has a whole new life, and these people are very passionate about making sure that price does not go up.
Speaking of passion, a lot of people have it for Reese's Pieces. Apparently Reese's is going to put pretzels in peanut butter cups now, embracing the salty side. Is this a good idea?
Reese's new peanut butter cups filled. I saw a picture of it. Yeah, so it's little pretzel bits. It's not like a whole pretzel. So it's little pretzel bits inside where the peanut butter is, and then covered in chocolate. I love chocolate-covered pretzels, so I think this is actually going to be a really good thing to give it some crunch.
The advertising slogan is, the hell with it. It's 2020.
Right. This is literally, I mean, Smokey the Adam.
After Halloween,
this is the year.
Right? Is this coming out before Halloween or after Halloween?
Yeah, the supply chain, I think, because of all the stuff related to COVID, is way behind. So, and now, I think it's Hershey's.
Hershey's owns this, yeah.
So they put out a statement over the, maybe it was the end of last week, and they were saying that they're really, as a business,
worried about
they're
Halloween?
In trouble. Because people are buying candy, but they're, you know, not at the same level that normally we see Halloween candy sales.
Again,
it depends on where you are in the country, too.
Can you buy candy online? Can you buy on, like, Amazon or some of these other sites?
I wouldn't recommend it from Amazon, but yes, you can.
Yeah, can you? I thought it was interesting seeing what Amazon has done in other countries. Not with candy, but I used Italy as an example. You know, Italy, long holding on to its identity as the great place to get great Italian pasta and wine and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Apparently, as a result of the pandemic, Amazon has finally gotten a foothold. They couldn't sell peanuts at the circus in Italy. But now they apparently are selling pasta and wine to Italians from Italian locations on Amazon. Would you be surprised to know that?
No, because I'm not surprised, because everywhere, you know, in Europe, people shop different. We talk about this all the time. They, you know, with your,
yeah,
when your daughter
Megan
lived in England, my family in Ireland, family in France, people in Italy, they shop differently. We do the big bulk shopping, you know, at Costco and things like that. And in Europe, they don't. They shop at smaller markets, and they shop most of the time, you know,
street
several
markets.
Times a week.
Yep.
Yeah, and just their supermarkets are not supermarkets like here. They're a lot smaller. So I'm not surprised, though, especially Italy being hit so hard so quickly with the virus. I'm not surprised that people would just say it would be safer to have things delivered.
Yeah. Well,
some businesses have thrived during the pandemic.
They have.
It's
looking at some of the reports from smaller towns, how life is changing because people are moving out of the cities.
Mm-hmm.
Vermont is a good example here in New England. Population has been pretty steadily between 600 and 650,000 for years, decades, in fact. But now there are a lot of people moving from New York into Vermont, upstate New York and into Vermont, especially changing the value of lands. I was in an auction over the weekend up in Vermont. I'm going to go to actually another one. I love Vermont. If it wasn't so damn cold up there all the time or too much of the time, I'd go there. There's just something up and down Route 5, for those of you who know the state, There's southern to central Vermont is just a paradise for guys like you.
I've been to southern
like
Vermont
the farm.
A lot, and it's gorgeous. It's so, so beautiful.
Yeah. But the places, these little markets that you're talking about, are thriving in these little communities because people are moving in. And as I say, real estate value is going way up, but the value of a good meal at the local diner is going way up as well.
Yeah.
Here's a national name. Well, it was a national name. Now it's a new name. Remember a few months ago when all the Black Lives Matter stuff started, Aunt Jemima? There were a number of brands that just changed or stopped. Uncle Ben's was one of them. Now they've announced their new name, Ben's Original. So this is, I don't understand why the candy company M&M Mars owns Uncle Ben's, but anyway. This is a 70-year-old brand, and they have just dropped their new name this past weekend, the logo, because people said it was a racial stereotype. Okay, so maybe it is to some. The new name will be in stores as of the first of the year. The people say we listen to our associates and our customers, and this is why we made this meaningful change. I don't know. Is it meaningful? Is it? It doesn't change the food in it. Does it change your attitude? Would you not buy Uncle Ben's if it continued to be called Uncle Ben's? Would you now go buy it because it's named Ben's Original? Would it make a difference?
Well,
make a difference to me.
I think that one of the things that we've learned in 2019, 2020 is the power of the consumer.
Yes.
And so I think that there were certainly a lot of people talking about it on social media that for years before this came up and about Aunt Jemima and Ben and Uncle Ben's and this whole aunt and uncle thing, and it's stupid. So I don't know what Aunt Jemima is going to do. Quaker Oats owns
Aunt
Jemima.
They look like they're going to change it by the beginning of the year as well.
Yeah, it might not be Aunt Jemima anymore. Maybe it'll just be called Jemima or something, or Jemima's Pancake Mix or whatever.
Yeah, I think Jemima would be. Isn't that? I'd rather.
The image.
If you're trying to get away from stereotypes, Jemima certainly is a stereotypical black name.
Right. I think that.
Oh, aunties. No.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the Quaker is going to do, but you know,
Quaker
kind of
should
also
just call it okay. But it's Quaker.
Isn't it weird that Quaker still has like a Quaker on it on their
package? Yeah, I know. That's another one. But Quaker, we just call it Quaker Pancake Mix. What's the big deal? You're going to buy it anyway, whatever. I don't see they work too hard at
this. You know, the only one that I have to say, I mean, I understand the arguments against Uncle Ben's and the imaging was just very stereotypical.
Yeah.
And I get it with Aunt Jemima. But you know the one that no one talks about but that really like bugs me the most is Mrs. Right. Butterworth.
Syrup. Yeah, it's a syrup.
The syrup is basically like a statue of the maid, but the brand has come back. They've fought back with consumers a lot because a lot of people have called for them to redo that bottle, and they say that once the syrup is poured out, that Mrs. Butterworth's isn't black. So that's like the reason that's the reasoning that the company gave for not changing the bottle. So it's like, well, when it's full, when you're buying it, it's a stereotypical black woman. But then when the syrup is gone, it's a white woman. Like that was their explanation. It made no sense. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's kind of just I think 2020 is the year, as we know. This has been just a bat-ass crazy year. And so I think that, you know. Yeah. Everything is changing, and maybe, you know, I know at the end of last year you had said astrologically 2020 was going to be a year of, you know, big sweeping change, and not all change is good, but, you know, change is growth in a lot of ways. So I think that this is the year where all bets are off, and if people have, you know, the Washington Redskins are no longer the Redskins, we don't know what they're going to be called. I think it's, you know, 2020 will go down in the history books as one of the just craziest years we've ever had.
And one of the most interesting people at the end of the year will, you know, have the Time Man of the Year and all that stuff. Who are the most interesting people of the year? Certainly Dr. Fauci is going to be on that list. I'll tell you what the latest is.
Oh, I think he might be the guy, don't you think?
I could be. Wait till you hear what he said and what it means about the vaccine after this.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults.
Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so there's been a prediction. The president said there's going to be a virus in a few weeks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I thought it was interesting. Dr. Fauci said that he's now putting his money on a vaccine by early November. He said, quote, "I would still put my money on November, December at the latest." This was at the Congressional Hispanic Caucus panel. And so I'm, you know me, I'm wondering, okay, he's putting his money. Does that mean he's in? Because one of the criticisms about him has been that he was invested with some of these drug companies. And so does this mean, you know, I can see some cynic.
But that was dispelled, though. I did some research into that, that he had money in certain drug companies. That was like a rumor that someone started online, and that wasn't true. So wow. that went around. I don't know if it was a QAnon or one of these other crazy conspiracy things, but that turned out to not be true. He does not have a portfolio that includes pharmaceuticals.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the second story. The first story is that so if he doesn't put his money, he's putting a bet. He's got a bet with some of his other colleagues.
Or is he just using it as like a euphemism? Like
I think he's using
my money
it as
on.
A euphemism. Yeah, I think he's using it as a euphemism.
Right.
But the reason I bring it up was because I knew somebody would take a shot at him for saying that. But the other side of it is, and playing on to what I've said over and over again, that this whole thing doesn't dissolve. I don't think we're ever getting rid of COVID. There's been all kinds of COVIDs around for ages, long, long time. And so this particular kind of COVID, which surfaced and has been as dangerous and destructive as it has been, doesn't go away. It just joins a long list of other COVIDs that are around that you have to deal with. And whether the flu shot this year is going to, some people say, if you get a flu shot this year, wait long enough, it'll have a COVID element to it. I don't know if that's true or not, but I just tell everybody that I know, like you and I talk about this on and off the air all the time, mm-hmm. Build up your immune system. Zinc, vitamin C, vitamin D, echinacea, golden seal, all the things that are known, plus eating lots of good fruits, that'll keep you healthy and build up your immune system, which is how you keep from getting this stuff in the first place. 10 before the hour on the DJV show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailor and the skipper brave and sure.
I'm the only one who watched this on TV when it was original.
I watched this on reruns when I was a kid.
Yeah, reruns, but not when it was original. All right, so this is the theme from Gilligan's Island. You know who my favorite character was on this show? I liked her. But I also liked Alan Hale Jr. His father.
Who did he play?
He was the skipper.
The skipper.
He had been a character actor for decades. Kind of like the same story with Locke, who got onto Lost. Mm-hmm. Character actor around forever, and then they get their big chance. Alan Hale was probably more a bad guy in old-time westerns and stuff. His father
was
Errol Flynn's best friend, and therefore showed up in every Errol Flynn movie. It was always Errol Flynn, and the second name was Alan Hale Sr. And so you look at those movies, and then you see Alan Hale Jr., who started out with Andy Devine and a lot of the old cowboys, and he made himself a name being one of those second-string fiddlers in westerns. And then along comes this TV show, and they cast him as the skipper, and it's like a whole new life for him. People saw him in a different light. Is that really Alan Hale Jr.? And, you know, that kind of stuff. And so how long did that show run, Chucker? I've forgotten.
I don't have it in front of me. I don't think it lasted too long. No, I don't know if it lasted that long. It premiered this day in TV history, September 20, 1964. The first few episodes, like I Dream of Jeannie, which I talked about last week, were definitely black and white. I do remember in reruns, at least the pilot episode was black and white. But that show was simplistic, but it was fun. It had a good cast. Alan Hale, Bob Denver was awesome.
Bob Gilligan. Gendry, yep. Yep. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I don't think a show like that would maybe would not be embraced or work in 2020, but back in the 60s, it certainly worked extremely well.
Let me ask you a question.
Well, like someone now sure. could just use their Apple Watch to call for help, and then the show would be over.
Right, be over.
Exactly. Well, so, they later on did TV movies where they got off the island. I thought it was pretty cool. But anyway, about 15 years ago, they talked about doing a big screen version of Gilligan's Island, and they bantied about two actors. One was Brian Dennehy as the skipper, and the other was Rick Moranis as Gilligan. That would have been really good casting. I don't think you're going to see a Gilligan's Island feature film, simply because there's no real marketplace for that
too
movie
late.
Anymore. No. It's just everything has gone massive. Superhero stuff. I just don't think a Gilligan's Island movie would intrigue the general public very much.
And to that end, if you look at what Warner Brothers and Disney are basically saying by putting everything on to next year, the press release is, quote, Americans aren't ready to return to movie theaters. Well, I am, but I guess I'm not in the majority.
I'll give you an example. I went to my local mall the other day. I was curious, and I walked up to the box office of the Stroud Mall in Stroudsburg, a Cinemark theater. So I struck up a conversation with the manager, and I asked how the theater's doing. Basically said that they're getting maybe 10 or 15% maybe of what they normally would do. Certain movies for the whole weekend are drawing maybe 25 people. It's just not good. I mean, as much as me or you would want to go back to the movies, and we would if the right movies come out, it's a problem. Getting people to sit elbow to elbow is even if they allowed
it's
it,
too risky.
Probably
it's
not going to happen for quite some time.
But there aren't. When I went to see Tenet, it was a big multiplex. There were 9 people in the theater. I wanted to go see Jim Caviezel's Infidel, and I didn't get the times didn't work for this weekend. Yeah. So what do you have for box office totals? What happened?
The only real game in town, Chris Nolan's Tenet, $3.4 million. It held up this week to week. 41. Yeah. It's actually done $41 million in about a month. I find that very respectable in this country, domestically.
Right.
$283 million worldwide. New Mutants, $1.1, $19 million in its run. Unhinged, Russell Crowe, $1 million. $17 million in about 6 or 7 weeks. And Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back, $908,000. If you told me a year ago I'd be talking about a top five doing $908,000, I would say you're out of your mind.
But here's the latest idea for a movie. Dog the Bounty Hunter wants to do a movie with his new girlfriend, his fiance. His wife isn't even cold yet, and he's got a fiance named Francie Frayn, and she's on the job. I don't know what she looks like.
Is she
like,
also a bounty hunter?
His reality show is not on with the new girlfriend, or no?
I think she's about to be on. She's a rancher from Colorado. Yeah, let's have a movie about that. All right, Chuck.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.